Hey friends, welcome back to A Year of Great Dates. I'm Erin Mishaw, and I am so excited about today's conversation because we're talking about something that could completely change the way you think about your marriage. And I'm here with one of my favorite people, my friend, author, and speaker, Jim Burns. Jim, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Erin. You know, I love being here, and I love this topic because it's a passion of mine.
Yeah. Well, today we're talking about a marriage principle called finish together. So, Jim, can you tell us what that means?
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Finish together is about having a vision for your marriage that goes the distance, the long haul, not just about, you know, surviving those early years or even being through the busy years with your kids, but actually ending up more in love, more connected, more alive as a couple, even in the empty nest or even in the retirement years with your rekindled romance and connection. And you can do this. That's finishing together.
Yeah. Well, I love that. And honestly, this concept is really personal for me because when Reese and I were in the early days of our marriage and ministry, we watched two different couples at our church send their last kid off to college, and their experiences couldn't have been more different. One couple moved their daughter into college, and within a month, they were separated and seeking divorce. It was almost like the kids were gone, and they finally looked at each other for the first time in a long time and realized they didn't like each other anymore. And it was heartbreaking to watch. But then there was this other couple that we knew, and they moved their youngest into college, high-fived each other, and stepped into a whole new stage of dating and romance. I mean, everything this couple did was a date. And Reese and I looked at each other and immediately knew that's what our target was. So, Jim, what do you think makes the difference in those two
experiences? Yeah, I want to be that second.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in that mode right now. You know, it's a powerful picture, Erin, because you're not alone. I mean, I've seen both of those stories play out big time again and again and again. Now, many couples during the teenage years especially, it's hard on marriage. They sort of put their marriage on hold. They bury their issues under the mat. They're just trying to get their kids to stay alive and whatnot.
Yeah.
The difference between them is intentionality. And I know you've been talking about this on the podcast the entire year, but the couples who finish together are the ones who keep making small daily investments in each other. And they do it over the years. So it's like they do it and then they do it again the next day. That helps.
Yeah, I think that's why this conversation matters so much. So, Jim, for the couple that hears this and thinks, uh-oh, we're closer to the first story than the second one, what would you say to them?
Well, I'd say there's hope. I mean, there's always hope. You can rekindle romance. You can rekindle the relationship. And you can choose a different path. You were in love. And even if you've kind of fallen away from that and you need to make a course correction because you're drifting, you can make that course correction one decision at a time. It literally is one decision at a time. Good marriages don't just happen. You create a good marriage. And that's important for couples to hear that. So first, they got to keep on dating each other. I often ask couples if they're willing to give 1% of their week. I did it this weekend. I was speaking at a marriage conference. And I said, are you willing to give each other 1% of your week to enhance your marriage? And of course, well, they put their hands up. And or at least a couple, I had to kind of nudge their hands up. But that's asking for a non-negotiable date. 1% is 90 minutes. And even if you are busy or you're a little rusty, go for ice cream, take a walk. I mean, try pickleball. I mean, just do something together. And actually, can I tell a story about this?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was coaching a couple who had just become empty nesters. And the husband told me, we went on our first date in a very long time last week. We hadn't really been dating. We'd kind of gotten away from it. We sat at the restaurant. We shared with each other until finally my wife said, so who are you now? You know, and it was kind of funny, but it was true. Well, they laughed about it. And then they actually answered the question. And they shared how they had both changed and what they were excited about and what they were scared about. And they, you know, they shared their life, this new season. And by the end of the dinner, they were holding hands across the table and they were planning their next date. So, that, I mean, that's a cool thing. It's simple and not always easy, but
yeah,
simple.
I love that. It's like they kind of started rediscovering each other.
Exactly. And that's what dating in the season is for. Not just romance, but yeah, romance, but also rediscovery. Mm-hmm. You reinvent your relationship again and again and again. And by the time you move into the empty nest, you want that to be like that second, you know, couple that
yeah,
you talked about. And so you got to keep dreaming together. You got to talk about what you want in the next 5, 10, even 20 years look like. Oftentimes, you're in the empty nest for longer than you were raising your kids. Mm-hmm. Where do you want to travel? I mean, Kathy and I did this. What hobbies do we want to try? What are our goals? I mean, things like that. You know, also, we've got to have fun on purpose. I like to say, have serious fun. I know they talk about that around here too. Laugh together, have fun together as a couple. It opens up a closed spirit and it brings closeness when you have fun. Be silly. Go to a comedy show, ride bikes, all the practical things. Fun is a glue that your marriage can stick with, especially in this season.
Yes, fun is so underrated.
Totally. And when couples laugh together, they build connection and intimacy. And really, it's, I think, one of the healthiest things a couple can do is proactively, intentionally laugh together, have fun.
I totally agree. Okay, so we've got dating, dreaming, and fun. What else?
Well, don't stop working on yourself. You know, a lot of times I think people get to a certain stage and they quit working on themselves. They quit working on their own life, you know, become a better version of you. And that really means you're going to have to be a better version of you emotionally, spiritually, physically. And that's one of the greatest gifts you can give your spouse is literally a better version of you. And that's going to take some work. But think about your legacy. I mean, finishing together well is about more than just the two of you. It's about the example you set for your kids and for your grandkids. I mean, they're watching, and they're watching how you love each other. And that's important to have as a reminder in your own, well, legacy. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's such a motivator for me.
Yeah. I mean, me too. I mean, one of the best gifts you can give the next generation is a marriage that lasts and even thrives. We forget about that, how important that is.
That's so good. All right, friends, here's your challenge this week. Take some time to talk with your spouse about your future. Dream a little. Where do you want to go together? What do you want to experience?
And don't forget to have a little fun along the way. Play, laugh. Hey, flirt a little. You're married. And keep that spark alive.
Yes. And for the record, Reese and I already have a plan for when our last two kids leave the house. They're twins, so it'll be two at a time. Step one, drop them off. Step two, high five in the car. Step three, book a trip somewhere fun before they call asking for money.
That is exactly the way to do it. Awesome.
So whatever your high five moment looks like, plan for it. Look forward to it together. Jim, thanks so much for your wisdom and insight. And thanks, everybody, for joining us on this journey of a year of great dates. Let the good times roll.